Okay, here we go. Mitzvah Lamed Ches, Mitzvah 38, the last of the Aseres Hadibros. Lo Sachmod, not to covet, not to desire. The Sefer Chinuch says the Isser is Shelo Lahalos B'machshav Aseinu La'asos Tachbula La'kachas Lanu Mashehu L'zul Aseinu Me'acheinu. We are not allowed to let, the language is critical, as we'll get back to later, not to let something go up in our thoughts to come up with a strategy to take something from my friend. Shenemar lo sachmor beis re'echa. As the Pasuk says, lo sachmor beis re'echa, do not desire your friend's house, as the lo sachmor eishes re'echa, va'avdo, v'shoro, v'chamoro, v'chol ha'shel re'echa. All the different items given in the psukim. So not to do anything, not to think about lasos tachbula. What is the chinuch emphasizing here implicitly? So he is emphasizing the difference between lo sachmod, which is what it says here, and what it says in vo'eschanon lo sisave. They both mean desire or to covet, but Chazal and the many Rishonim, the Rambam and the Chinuch amongst them, count them as two separate averis. What is the difference? If you look in the Rambam, in Lo Saseh, Reish Samach Hey and Reish Samach Vav, basically we could summarize the difference in a word. Lo Sisave is in thought only. Lo Sachmod is when it already comes to action. That's the difference, as we're going to talk about more in depth in a little bit. Says the Rambam in Reish Samach Hey, Hisirano Me'asimach Shavoseinu La'asos Tach Lo sachmod, you cannot desire, and it even leads you to say, come on, give it to me. Come on, please, 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 please. Or even you're in a store, sell it to me. I know you don't want to, but please sell it to me, sell it. And it's so far that I force the guy basically to sell it to me, even though I paid him for it, that I violate the Isra of Lo Sachmod. Lo Sisave is the step before that. Lo Sisave is just, don't even covet in our thoughts, in our minds, even if I don't go all the way. Says the Rambam in Reis Samach Vav, His Hiranu Mehasimach Shavosenu, Lachmod Mashi Yesh La'achenu, Ulehis Avospo, period. Sheze Yihye Mavo, La'asos Tachbula Luknoso. It's usher to think it, because it might lead to lo sachmod. I never thought about it. This is another example. Siyag daraisa. Put it on the list with the Rav Yosef Engels. 15 or 20 examples of Yisurim daraisa that are usur. A is usur because it might lead to B. Not only Yisurim darabanan or siyagim, but even Yisurim daraisa. Right here is a siyag daraisa. Lo sisave is a siyag for lo sachmod. Ve'ein shnei lavin elu b'inyan echad. Says the Rambam clearly. These are two different averis. Aval halav arishon v'hu lo sachmod. Mazir liknos mashiyesh luzuloseinu. V'lav sheni mazir afilu lehisavos b'libeinu levad. That's the difference. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch here is emphasizing, that lo sachmod is only when it leads to an action. When it leads for that my friend gives it to me because he wants me to get him off his back already. When he sells it to me because he wants me to stop bothering him, that is lo sachmod. If you look at the Malbim, classic Malbim, the Malbim picks up on the difference in language between lo sachmod and lo sisave. What's the difference between chemda and taiva? Throughout Tanakh, the Malbim always is of the approach against the Radak, for example. The Radak and the Rishonim, the Malbim and the Achronim, the Radak many times says, Kafal ha'anyan b'milim shonot. Meaning the Tanakh is written in a beautiful way, and sometimes the Tanakh says the same thing, it just uses different words to say the same thing. The Malbim came out every time will say no. There's a specific reason why the author, why the divine author, wrote this word and not that word, and every word means something else. Says the Malbim right here, there's a difference between chemda and taiva. Chemda, says the Malbim, is something that is right in front of you. You desire what's in front of you. Hu mitzad achushim, davar hanechmad lemare ayin. Right? What does it say by the Eitz Hadas Tovara? Nechmad lemare. It's visual. Ubal rov machmad ayin machmad inehem. Taiva? You have a taiva for something that's not even in front of you. Somebody has a taiva for something. It doesn't have to be in front of you. I have a taiva for a certain food. If I have a taiva for a certain woman. Whatever it is, it's a chas v'shalom. But if I have a taiva, so even if the person's not in front of me, chemda is visual. Chemda is always la'ayin. You never have a chemdas ha'nefesh. It's tavas ha'nefesh. The nefesh, soul, it's deep. It's deep inside. Mis'ave abdav v'shina roe atol amaris ayin. Ve'im do chemda mitzad yafya, rak nafsho ha'misave usa oto kimo taiva nafshecho lecho basar, v'yis'ave David, uba nislach al nefesh, tavas nefesh, lo nimsa chemdas nefesh. Vein derech l'sa'ov eishas chaveiro, rak bir oso, oso yachbo. That's when he continues and discusses the difference between taiva and chemda. So he picks up on that difference, got to work that out to see if it's different than the Rambam and the Chinuch, halachically, but that's just in terms of the words. Okay, so that's getting us off the, getting us started, and that is the difference between losachmon and losasave. Losachmon is not desiring something of my friends that will lead to my taking it. Farho chichu zechornam levracha b'pasag acher. The Chazal already proved that this Aveira has to lead to an action from a different pasuk. Dechsiv, it says in Devarim, lo sachmon v'chulu v'lakach v'lacha. She'isr lav de'lo sachmon eino nigmar at she'yaseh b'maisa. Interesting lashon, which we'll get back to. That lo sachmon is not completed until the action is done. So what's the isser? When did it start? When did it finish? We know it finishes at the Maisa, but we'll get to that again. Even if I pay the guy for it, he got his money's worth. Maybe I gave him extra. It doesn't matter. Gamkein Allah, overall, Gamkein Allah Delo Sachbon. I violate. She'ain Lav Delo Sachbon, Niskam Benesidus Adamim. It doesn't help that I paid for it. Kozman, Shedere Chacherech Lok Kalmimanu. If I force the guy basically to give it to me, Kenu Apirsha Amiti, Lorabo Seinu, Zechornim Lavracha. This is the Pirsha Amiti. No discussion of Lo Sachbon can be had without the Eben Ezra. This is probably one of the top five Eben Ezras in all of Torah. The Eben Ezra right here. Maybe in the top three even. I'm not an expert in Eben Ezras, but maybe that's why I could say that, because I only know a couple of famous ones. But the Eben Ezra says, in part right here, Losach Mod, Anoshim Rabim Yismuhu, Alzosa Mitzvah. Many people wonder about this mitzvah. Eich Yia Adam Shalo Yachmo, Dabar Yafe Belibo, Kol Mashu Nechma Lamara Einav. How is it possible that God could command this? How could God tell me not to covet, not to desire? My neighbor gets something, I want it. Losach, he has a question here, but it's the same question on Losasave, maybe more on Losasave. How could God command something? How can he tell me I shouldn't want? He could tell me I shouldn't take it. He should tell me I shouldn't steal it. He could tell me he could command my actions. But how could it be that he could tell me don't covet? That is the question of the Eben Ezra, and there are various answers given. We'll give two or three. What is the Eben Ezra's answer? He gives a mashal. Says the Eben Ezra, the mashal of the Kufri and the Bas Melech. The Kufri is the villager. Let's say you have a villager who lives out on the farm, lives out in the sticks. Will that villager who lives out in Hicktown ever fathom that he's going to marry the king's daughter, the princess? Does that even cross his mind? No, he knows it's not shayach. It's not shayach that I'm a little villager here, and I'm going to, right? This is the Cinderella Eben Ezra, right? It's not shayach unless a miracle happens. That's shayach, but I'm going to go to the ball. But that's where it comes from, right here. This is Eben Ezra. V'hu ra bas melech she'yafe. Lo ya, he was not going to desire her, because it's not shayach. Ki yada, ki zeh lo yitachein. That's what we have to feel. If God doesn't give me something, it's not shayach to me. I'm like that villager with the princess. If it's not mine, God knows what's best for me. So it's not shayach for me. Look in the language of the Svarno, the same idea. Lo sachmod, yeah davar etzolcha l'nimna gamur. It should be to me totally impossible. Ki ha'nimna lo yachmadu ateva klal. Because something impossible, you won't have a taiva for. The Eben Ezra continues. Does anybody out there have a taiva to grow wings and fly like a bird? Does anybody have a taiva for that? Okay, you could want to go into an airplane, but does anybody have a taiva to grow wings? No, it's not shayach to grow wings. It's just not me. So says the Eben Ezra and the Svarno implicitly, that's what we have to think about. That's how it has to be viewed. That's the Eben Ezra. Expanding on this, but even a little different, is the Ksav HaKabbalah. To come to the shiur today for the Ksav HaKabbalah, Dayenu. As I said, right, I saw this right before the shiur, I told you, it's a refrigerator Ksav HaKabbalah. You can put it on the fridge. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, we say every day, Avahat l'shashem alokecha, b'cholavavcha v'honashcha v'homadecha. What do you mean b'cholavavcha? Why not b'cholavavcha? You should love God with your heart. What do you mean b'cholavavcha? Says the Ksav HaKabbalah right here, Perakchav Pasuk Yudalid, Rav Mecklenburg. If there's any other love in life other than God that I have, it's a violation of b'cholavavcha, v'avas Hashem. There's a mitzvah, v'avas Hashem. My love has to be first and foremost and all-encompassing b'cholavavcha, avas Hashem. So if there's any other love, that's a violation of Avas Hashem. That's Lo Sachmod. Because Hashem says, Avas Hashem's got to be primary. Whatever I give you, you have to thank me for what you have. Desire something else, that means there's something impinging on the Avas Hashem. So That can't be. He has a beautiful lashon here. He quotes the Yirka Asher Tziva Shiva Hasan Ala Ava Bamer Ava Avas Hashem Lekach Bolavavcha Ma Mikra Chasam Ayikasav Ava Hashem Lekach Bolavavcha. What's Bakal? Shakavana Sheyil Lavavcha Malei Avas Hashem Shelo Yeh Believe Rak Avas Hashem Lavad Lo Sheyil Bo Gam Avas Hashem Gam Chemdas Olam Sheim Kain Eino Malei Avas Hashem Ki Im Chetzil Hashem VeChetzil Hashem VeLo Nikra VeChol Lavavcha. Playing on the words. Hine kol isha mekayim dos ha-mitzvah v'acharei shechashko nafsho l'sanig al Hashem v'kol so l'davka bo b'ava rabba v'chaleis lachsos b'noam Hashem v'lito mitam ha-melech l'sanig b'ziv kvodo. If still he has something, he desires something else, that's a violation. Says the Ksava Kabbalah, the chalavavcha. He doesn't say it at the end, but one could suggest, like some Rishonim do, the first and last dibra connecting. Anochi and losachmod. He's connecting the two. If I'm violating losachmo, that's a lack of my anochi. That's a lack of my avas Hashem. Because avas Hashem is b'chol avavcha. And it can't be a desire for anything else. That is all one type of approach. The Eben Ezra and the Ksava Kabbalah. If you look in the Beis Halevi right here on Parshas Yisro, he quotes the Eben Ezra. Everybody starts off by quoting this Eben Ezra. He says, I have a different idea. He says, let's say, he also gives a mashal. Let's say somebody has a tremendous desire for something. And he's told that it's in a certain place. He doesn't explain what it is. He says something, some food, he has to see something. So he's traveling there and he just can't stop himself from thinking about this unbelievable thing that he's going to see, that he's going to experience. And he's traveling and he's so excited and it's awesome and it's wonderful. He's been looking forward to it for weeks and weeks and months. And right before he gets there, he has to go across a frozen lake. There's a lake that's frozen over. And as he's walking across the frozen lake, all of a sudden the lake starts to crack. And he feels himself falling through. At that very second, says the Beis Halevi, as the lake is cracking and he thinks he's falling through, he has no desire for what he's going through. All he fears at that moment is fear. That's all he feels. He has no rutzah for that. Because at that moment, the only thing he can concentrate on is, oh my God, I'm falling through. That yira of the moment. Says the Beis Halevi, if we all had proper Yiras Shamayim, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out for my good, and whatever he gives me, this is what I should have. And he told me, lo sachmod. And he told me, don't covet anything else. Then that type of Yira would be so much greater than just falling through the ice. It would be Yira of the Melech Malchei Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That type of Yira is all-encompassing, just like that moment is all-encompassing. Says the Beis Halevi, that's how you can understand lo sachmod. We got to work on a Yiras Shamayim. If we work on a Yiras Shamayim, then we can work on losachmod. Rav Pinkus in his Sefer Alat Torah says Eben Ezra is losachmod based on Avas Hashem. Beis Halevi is losachmod based on Yiras Hashem. Two together, hopefully, will get us to the appropriate outlook and mentality on lo sachmod. Okay, so these are a couple of ideas related to the hashkafa of lo sachmod. We continue now. Says the Chinuch Misharshi Mitzvah Zu. What's the Shorash of this Mitzvah? We just spoke about the Shorash of this Mitzvah, but we spoke about strategies how to get there. But now we'll get to other things. Lafisha Machshava Rahi Zu. This is a terrible thought. If somebody thinks and has this desire, V'goremes LaAdam Takolas Arabi, and it leads to terrible stumbling blocks. Sha'achar Sheyikva B'Machshavaso LaKachas Bimenu Oso Adavar Shacham and Bitoch Osa Taiva Ra. If somebody sets in his brain that he wants something of his friend's that his friend has, Lo Yashkiach B'Shum Davar. Sometimes he'll never let it stop. He'll bother and badger him forever and ever until he gets it. V'im lo yirtzeh chaver l'machro yenos adam emedo. He'll force him to give it to him. V'im yamo kenegdo, maybe it can lead to murder. K'moshe matzinu, just like we find in Tanakh, the story of Navos. K'sheneherag al karmo, shechom emeno Achav. Achav, one of the wicked kings, he wanted the vineyard of Navos. Navos said, no, I'm sorry, this is mine. So Achav gets advice from his wife. Anyway, they eventually murder him. They actually murder Navos. So you see what Kina could do. See what Kina could do. And therefore, the Shorash Mitzvah, this is something that we have to uproot from our hearts. It's a beautiful thought I saw quoted in the Lekach V'Alibuv on Pirkei Avos, in the second volume of Pirkei Avos, where we know the Mishnah says at the end of the fourth Perek, Kina, Taiva, and Kavod are Mosinus Adam and Olam. This Mitzvah that we're talking about is Kina. This is the Kina Mitzvah. Right? Jealousy, that's Lo Sachmod. Kina, Taiva, Kavod, Mosinus Adam and Olam. These are the three things that take people out of this world. Says the Lekach V'Alibuv. The Medrash tells us there are three, B'shlosha Dvarim Nitzna HaTorah. The Torah was given with three things. Be'esh, B'mayim, U'bamidbar. Fire, the Torah was given with fire. Mayim, Torah was given in Mayim, whatever that means, and Midbar in the desert. What do those three mean? Says the Lakach V'Alibov, based on a Gra, there are three preparations that we need in order to be Mekabel Torah properly. Number one is we have to be ready to be Mistapik V'Muat, to realize what we have is all we need. Pas B'Melach Tochal, to not always, you know, want more Tainug, to always be happy with what we have. That's number one. Number two is Anava, humility. Humility is ingredient number two for a proper Kabbalah Satorah every day of our lives. And number three is hard work. Number three is ready to be Moser Nefesh for Torah. If I'm not ready to be Moser Nefesh, to push myself for it, then it's a commitment that is not going to go unfulfilled. Those are the three ingredients for somebody to have a proper Kabbalah Satorah every day of their lives. Again, being Mistapik B'Muat, being happy with what I have. Number two, humility. Number three, getting ready for hard work. Says the Lakach V'Alibov, that's the three, Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. Eish, the fire of Torah. I got to be excited and into it and ready and have the fire and keep going and not stop. And always ready to push hard. That's fire. Mayim, always symbolizes Anava. Right? Mayim flows downstream, just like, right, a humble person has to be lowly. Midbar has nothing. It's a desert. I have to be ready to, you know, be happy with nothing. Be happy with whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me. That's Eish, Midbar, and Mayim. Says Rav Avram Shor, that's Kinnah, Taiva, V'Kavod. Those are the three parallels to help us with Kinnah, Taiva, and Kavod. Kinnah, how are they parallel? Kinnah, the opposite of Kinnah, always desiring what other people have. The opposite is the first Midah, his topic is B'muad, being happy with what I have. Saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving me what I have. Pas B'Melech Tochal. The opposite of Taiva is the Eish. Why Taiva means I push myself to certain areas. If my Taiva is Torah, and I push myself to Torah, and I spend all my life and I work hard in Torah, I'm not going to have time for anything else. And I'm not going to have any other outlet besides Torah. And number three, obviously, Kavod is Anava. But those three, Kinnah, Taiva, and Kavod, those three could be fixed by Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. That's right here in Lakach V'Alibov in Pirkei Avos, Dalet Chaf Aleph in Pirkei Avos. Okay, we continue. Dinei HaMitzvah, some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Eich Roi L'Hisrachi Karibin HaMidah Rozos, how far we have to stay from this Midah. Mevoram B'Bekomos Talmud, you look throughout Gemara and Shas. They talk about the mitzvah of Lo Sachmon, the halachas of Lo Sachmon. Vino heges b'chol makom v'chol zman, the mitzvah applies everywhere, every place, every time. Bizachar m'benekevis, men and women. V'over alev achamad, if somebody violates, v'afilo asabo shemaisa, eino chayev malchus. If somebody violates Lo Sachmon, says the Sefer HaChinuch, though, he does not get malchus. Even if, right, in all cases, why? L'fishu davar she'intem lehishavon. Says the Chinuch, because you could return it. The principle is, whenever you can return it, return something, there's no malchus. By gezel, right? Heshev es gezel asher gazel. Whenever you could fix the avera that you did, there is no malchus. Lav hanitik lasei also. The avera of nosar, you could burn it. Any lav hanitik lasei, there is no problem. The big problem, though, is not that, let's just finish the language of the chinuch, and then we'll get to the Rambam. Shehare afilu anso mimenu, lehi shavonita. And even if you force it and take it, it can be returned. Mikal makom, hariyu ka'over al mitzvah smelach yisaleh, but still you're violating what Hashem says. Vikama shluchim yesh lemelech yisaleh, litonik vasa mimenu. God has many messengers to take revenge. So just because you're not going to get malchus, you know, doesn't mean that you're off the hook. Like somebody asked me after the show yesterday, kasher zamam. Okay, if it's already happened already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. It's not to worry. Rambam. Difficult Rambam. The Rambam says this is all, whenever you talk about Lo Sachmon, that Ibn Ezra comes up in the Hashkafa world, and this Rambam comes up in the Halachic world. What's the Rambam? The Rambam writes in Hilchas Gezela. That's where the Rambam talks about Lo Sachmon, in Perak Aleph Halachates. The Rambam says, if somebody is chomed, it desires their friend, servant, or house, or kalim, until, and he desires it until he buys it from him. The hipster bought shalakom imenu afal pich and ozan lodomim rabim. Even though he paid him for it, hariz over below sase shnemar lo sachmod. He violates lo sachmod. Then the Rambam says vein lochan alavze. You don't get malchus. Why? So what did the chiddush say? Because you can return it. What did the Rambam say? Bivdei she'ein bo maisa, because there's no action. That's the Rambam. Says the Raivid that the Rambam is contradicts himself from one line to the next. First, the Rambam says, as we learned, lo sachmud is only violated. It's not like lo sesave. Lo sachmud is only violated when you eventually get the guy to sell it to you, and you pay money for it, and you force the guy to give it to you. And in the very next line, the Rambam says, by the way, you don't get malchus because there's no action involved in this aveira. What is no action? You just said that there has to be an action in this aveira. Said the Raivid, what's the Rambam talking about? Lo ra'isi davar tama godol mizeh. Classic Raivid. I never saw something so wondrous in my life. He says that 10 times. More than 10 times. The Heichan Maisa Gadam Nitilas Chayfas. Of course there's an action here. I agree with you, the halacha, but it's a different reason. It's because it's a lava nitan lishavon. Shariyu b'kagazon, shechayav lahashav esakzeilo. What's the Rambam talking about? So what many achronim suggest, it's already in the Rishonim. And that is, what the Rambam Shita might be, is that fine, there's a physical act. But what does Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa mean? Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa means it's an Aveira where the focus is the action. That's the focus of the Aveira. Lo Sachmod, even though you need an action, really what it is it's an Aveira of the heart. But how bad, how deep does your heart have to be? If you want it so badly that you get the guy to sell it to you, that's the sheer of the Aveira. That's as far as you have to go for us to measure your Aveira Shebelev. But at root, it's an Aveira of the heart. It's just that, how far do you have to go? To really want it, to want it for a week? To go as far as to make the guy sell it to you? Wow. Then your heart is really off kilter, and therefore, that's the Shia. That's what the Smach said. Look at the Smach. Sefer Mrs. Katan, in Mitzvah Yates, Nirashaf Belev Aser, Ach Eino Nigmar, Lehischayev Alav, Achayasa Maisa. The Aveira is not completed until the action is done. That's what the Chinuch said before. And the Stipler in the Birchas Peretz on Yisro says it explicitly. Lo Sachmod Iker Aveira Hi Achimut Shebelev, Kedosiv Lo Sachmod, Shu Inyan Teshuka Verutzon, Rak Sheshir HaChemda Sheyesh Bo Azhara, Hi Chemda Kazu Shehivir Lidei Totzos Shel Asagas HaDavar. Nimsa Shein HaEshtavlus Atzma Maisa Shel Etzma Iser. The buying isn't the Etzma Iser, that's just the Sheer in the Aveira. And he brings Rias to this as well, but that is the pshat of the Rambam. There are many nafkaminas to this. What about if it's pachos mishave pruta? What about karka? Other nafkaminas where there might be a difference between whether it's a focus on the maisa or a focus on the gezel. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue tomorrow in the post-aseros adibros world of the Sefer HaMitzvah Shir.